This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Okay, well, breaking news, everybody. Actually, it's still going to be broken in a few minutes, so let's get the at least somewhat entertaining story about the TSA done and over with before we get to this really expected but bad breaking news. Here it is from FlyerTalk.com. It's a forum for frequent flyers on airlines, apparently. And one guy posts in here, headline, I was detained at the TSA checkpoint for about 25 minutes today. I thought about posting blah, blah, blah yesterday while discussing a new rules, or the new rules, which, of course, we talked about earlier, where you can now bring some drinks on the plane that are purchased within the airport. You can bring some toiletries as long as they're travel size and as long as you have them in a quart size bag. No bag larger than a quart is allowed, apparently. So they were discussing that. And his friend suggested that they write, Hip Holly is an idiot, on the outside of our clear plastic quart bags. Now, Kip Hawley is the head of the TSA.
Okay.
So, most TSA agents probably know what that name is. So, they did. They took a nice, I guess, you know, Sharpie or something like that, and wrote, Kip Hawley is an idiot, on the outside of their quart bags.
Okay.
At the checkpoint, I placed my laptop in
one. This went well.
I placed my laptop in one bin, and my shoes, cell phone, and quart bag in a second bin. The TSA guy, who was pushing bags and bins into the x-ray machine, took a good hard look. And then as the bag went through the x-ray, I think he told the x-ray operator to call for a bag check explosive swab on my roller bag to slow me down. He went straight to the TSA supervisor on duty, and boy did he come marching over to the checkpoint with fire in his eyes. He grabbed the baggie as it came out of the x-ray and asked if it was mine. After responding yes, he pointed at my comment and demanded to know, what is this supposed to mean?
You've been disrespectful to a great, great man.
Well, sir, it could mean a lot of things. It happens to be an opinion of mine. You can't write things like this, he said.
Oh, my God.
Quote, the response from the guy here, well, you mean my First Amendment right to freedom of speech doesn't apply here? Out there, pointing past the ID checkers, not while in here, was his response as he pointed downwards.
Apparently doesn't understand the Constitution very well.
At this point, I chuckled. Just looking at him, wondering if he realized how foolish that comment was. But I think my laugh pushed him over the edge, and he got really angry at this point. A Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy was summoned. I would have left at this point, but he had my quart bag with my toothpaste and hair gel. When the deputy got over, the TSA supervisor showed him the bag and told him what had happened to that point. After he'd finished, I started to remind him that he'd left out his statement that my First Amendment rights didn't apply here, but was cut off by the deputy who was demanding my identification. I asked if I was under arrest, and his response was, right now, you're not under arrest, but you are being detained. I produced my passport, and he walked off with it, and called my name to see if I had any, called in my name to see if I had any outstanding warrants, etc. The TSA supervisor picked up the phone about 20 feet away and called someone. At this point, two more officers were nearby, and I struck up a conversation with a female officer who was making sure that I kept put. I explained to her who Kip Hawley was, why I thought he was an idiot, and my surprise that the TSA supervisor felt my First Amendment rights didn't apply at the TSA checkpoint. She didn't say much. After he was assured that I didn't have any warrants out, the first officer came back, and I had my first chance to really speak, where I explained that I was just expressing my opinion, and my writing should be protected by the First Amendment.
It seems like it to me.
When he didn't respond, I repeated that the TSA supervisor stated my First Amendment rights didn't apply at the TSA checkpoint, and I asked if he, that is the deputy, agreed that that was the case. The deputy responded by saying, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. There are limits to your rights.
Okay. Well, I don't think anybody's life was put in danger by his assertion that Kip who?
Kip Hawley.
Kip Hawley is an idiot. I don't think that that's an. I don't think anybody was put in danger by that, and I think that's the idea of you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Just
that people's lives are in danger by the thing that you've said.
And the other idea is, which this guy doesn't broach, he probably doesn't realize it. But the other idea with the fire in a crowded theater excuse is a crowded theater is a private place, and since it's a private place owned by a private individual or company or group of individuals, whatever. they can set whatever rules they want to. You can set rules that babies can't scream in a crowded theater. You can set rules that you can't yell fire and you can't yell Holy Ghost in the crowded theater. You can set whatever rules you want on private property. But the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are rules for the government and how they're supposed to interact with citizens, with individuals. And the rule clearly states that there should be freedom of speech.
But I think that the idea behind the you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, or theater in a crowded fire for that matter, is that you will be imprisoned or detained or something like that if you do such a thing.
I don't believe that's the case. If that is true, I would like to know, is there really a law about yelling fire in a crowded theater? I don't believe that's the case.
I don't know that there is. Imprisoned for inciting
a riot.
I think that might be it. I mean, endangering people's lives, reckless endangerment or something like that is going to be the kind of idea behind it. I don't know. I don't know if, cities, towns, this country has a law. I mean, there's too many laws to be able to read them all anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Against yelling fire in a crowded theater. It's certainly the excuse that's used for compromising the First Amendment on a pretty regular basis. But the fact is that it bears the onus that there's some kind of punishment. Not just that you're going to get kicked out of the theater for yelling fire, but that you'll be imprisoned or fined or something like that. And a private company can't do that. The theater can't say, you've broken our rules, you're going to have to spend 30 days in jail.
I don't think you're right about this, and I would like to know from somebody who knows a little bit more, maybe somebody with some theater experience or whatever. I don't believe that if you're going to get arrested, you're going to get arrested for causing a riot and causing a dangerous situation. The charge is not going to be yelling something in a crowded theater. Anyway, Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights specifically says, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. And just because Congress created the TSA doesn't mean the TSA can go ahead and create a bunch of regulations for itself and restrict freedom of speech.
I have to agree.
So that's the issue here. Anyway, the gentleman, going back to his story, he says, I asked how this was even remotely like shouting fire in a crowded theater, and his answer was, quote, well, perhaps your comments made them feel threatened. At about this point, the TSA supervisor finished up his phone call and summoned the officer back over. They talked for about 2 minutes, and then both came back to me. The officer pulled out his pad and asked for my address, and I asked why he needed it. For the report since I have to file since I was summoned here. I started to give it when I noticed the TSA supervisor was writing it down as well, so I stopped and asked why he needed it. He said he needed to file an incident report too, and I took the opportunity to ask what the resolution of the incident was. Did I do anything wrong? Are you going to ask the officer to arrest me? He said no, I was free to go, but he was going to confiscate my bag. I asked, if I did nothing wrong, why would you take my bag? He pointed to a posted sign that said something about reusing plastic bags or something. I let him know that I had brought my bag from home and would not be letting him take it. He then asked for permission to photograph it, which I agreed to. I don't know why he agreed to it, but he did. While he walked away to get the camera, I finished giving my address to the deputy, and he told me, you're free to go. Total time, about 25 minutes. After the TSA supervisor took a photo, I followed him back to his desk. He had a pretty shocked look on his face when he turned around and saw me there. We talked for about 5 minutes, but when he rolled his eyes at me, I quickly realized that he wasn't going to listen to anything I said. He finishes up his story by saying, I've got a couple questions. Could I have refused to provide my identification and or address to the officer since I wasn't under arrest? I wonder about that, because I'm a little rusty on an old Supreme Court decision, Mark, and maybe you can help me jog my memory here. But there was a Supreme Court decision, I think it was a couple years ago, about you or individuals having to provide police with identification upon request.
I think you have to. I think that's the rule, that you have to identify yourself.
I think you have to identify yourself, but I don't think there's a requirement to actually provide a identification card. I think if they ask you who you are, you're supposed to tell them who you are. But I don't think that there's actually a requirement to show the card.
I can't see how they could legally require you to be carrying identification, which is what that implies.
Right. And you aren't legally required to have identification to get on an airplane. That's something that has been proven. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. On the way, Rumsfeld. He just can't figure out all this stuff about this Iraq terror and everything. We'll look into that, plus the breaking news, which isn't so great. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent. Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 27, 2006. Gold opened at $595.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $627.78. Again, that's $627.78 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economical climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas is offering the 2007 Red Book, a guide for U.S. gold and silver coins. Many of you are considering getting involved, but before you purchase precious metals, pick up a copy for reference at 1-800-686-2237. Or to evaluate the position you have already accumulated, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's free. The archives are there. There's an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. You download them, it'll cost you nothing. Go to freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give it away. Front page of the site, freetalklive.com.
Looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com. com.
Well, here's the bad news. Of course, if you were listening last night, you probably expected it. The Senate on Thursday, this was just published like minutes ago, endorsed President Bush's plans to prosecute and interrogate terror suspects, all but sealing congressional approval for legislation that Republicans intend to use on the campaign trail to assert their toughness on terrorism. The 65-34 vote means that the bill could reach the president's desk by week's end. The House passed nearly identical legislation on Wednesday and was expected to approve the Senate bill on Friday, sending it on to the White House. The bill would create military commissions to prosecute terrorism suspects, which could be you if the government decides they don't like you and what you're doing. Then they can round you up, label you an enemy combatant, throw you in a military brig somewhere, and put you in front of one of these military commissions, as the AP describes it, which is a star chamber, as we described it a few weeks ago.
That was the terminology that we got.
Where you will not have the ability to look at the evidence against you. You will not have the ability to have a public trial.
You will not have the ability to necessarily even question your accusers.
You may not even have the ability to attend your trial.
Yep.
Going on, it creates these military commissions. It would prohibit some of the worst abuses of detainees, like mutilation and rape, but grant the president leeway to decide which other interrogation techniques are permissible. And as Gardner Goldsmith pointed out last night, they're claiming now that the president's not going to actually describe in public which techniques are permissible because of the excuse that, well, if we describe which techniques are permissible, then the terrorists will just train to resist those techniques.
I think the techniques that we should describe as permissible are the ones that we wouldn't mind being used on our own soldiers.
But they're not even going to describe them, Mark. They're going to keep them secret, at least until they leak out at some point, and then we'll find out how atrocious they really are. But by that point, it'll be too late. 800-259-9231 if you've got comments here. The White House and its supporters have called the measure crucial in the anti-terror fight, but some Democrats said that left the door open to abuse, violating the U.S. Constitution in the name of protecting Americans. 12 Democrats sided with 53 Republicans in voting for the bill. Now, why would the Democrats take the side of the Republicans on this one? Well, maybe it's because it's campaign season, and the game has already begun.
Yeah.
The top story.
They got a little tough on terror.
One of the top stories right now is about how President Bush is suggesting, according to the AP, that Democrats don't have the stomach to fight the war on terror. Battling back in the election season, clamor over administration intelligence showing terrorism spreading. Quote, 5 years after 9/11, the worst attack on the American homeland in our history, Democrats offer nothing but criticism and obstruction. And endless second-guessing.
They should be brought forth on charges of treason for standing against our president and his hour of need. We're fighting terrorism.
Maybe we should label them enemy combatants and lock them in a brig somewhere.
And torture them.
He says the party of FDR and Harry Truman has become the party of cut and run. Says Bush to a convention center of an audience of over 2,000 people. The event put $2.5 million in the campaign accounts of Governor Bob Riley for Alabama and the state GOP. Democrats immediately disputed the charge and said they would hold back, or that they would hold back in the terror battle. Here's their response. Quote, on his watch, 5 years after 9/11, he not only has failed to capture Osama bin Laden, but as the national intelligence estimate indicates, his failed policies have made America less safe and spawned terrorism, not decreased it. Which, that part sounds okay. This is from the Democratic National Committee. That's a legitimate critique. But then they go on to say, Democrats will be tough and smart and will actually fight the terrorists, not leave them to plan future attacks. Oh, come on. How are you going to fight the terrorists? How is what you're going to do going to differ from what George Bush is doing? How's it going to be different? Can you brainstorm this with me, Mark? How's it going to change?
To me, terrorism is essentially crime. If it's being committed inside the United States, it's crime.
And totally.
And to say that you're going to stop it is like saying I'm going to stop crime. And I don't think you are. You have to combat it in the same way that you would combat crime. Now, I think that there's ways that you can lessen terror. For instance, taking away the reason that the terrorists are attacking us in the first place. The reason that they're attacking us is because we're in their homeland. and we're messing with their politics, and they don't like it, and I can understand. I wouldn't like the idea of foreigners coming into this country and messing with our politics.
You know, I had a great, there was a great opinion article that I had a little while back, and I don't know where I put it, but it was talking about how the word homeland being used in terms of the United States is kind of anathema to the idea of the United States. It's kind of like Hitlerian sounding and
fatherland, I think.
Yeah,
is
the fatherland, the homeland. No, this is America. It's supposed to be the land of the free. Well, anyway, I just want to just jump back to our conversation with Jim Babka from earlier this week, because you're not going to find this stuff in the AP article. The AP article just sort of glazes over what's going on with this. Oh, there's a new law that's been passed, and there's going to be military commissions for terrorists, and the Republicans are going to fight terror. Well, let's just review, okay, what this particular act is involving here. The right to be, let's see, the president will be able to spy on you without a warrant. This is if the Spying on Americans Act passes, though they've called it something else. You'll never learn what the spies have done until they use the information against you. Your phone and internet providers can't refuse to provide information about you or tell you they've done so after the fact. The president will be allowed to detain people indefinitely without charges. Actually, that was the spying bill, which they're coming close to passing.
Right.
This one is the bill they just passed, which is now going to the president for signature shortly. Allow the president to detain people indefinitely without charges, which is what they've been doing. This just says, it's okay. Deny detainees access to courts and challenge their detention or their treatment. Again, something they've already been doing, which now they're putting their rubber stamp seal, House of Congress and Senate seal of approval on it. So they were angry because some of these detainees and these enemy combatants, so-called, like Jose Padilla, had been able to get their case to court. Ooh, we can't let that happen.
Yeah, can't be forced to bring charges against them.
Wouldn't want to show any evidence that we have in public.
My God.
Create special military tribunals with reduced standards of due process, as we've talked about already. Deny detainees the protection of the Geneva Convention's Common Article 3 and allow the president to define torture. It's been passed now by both the House and the Senate. And now it's going to the president's desk.
Guess we better hope that we aren't labeled enemy combatants.
It could happen.
It could happen to anybody. It's happened to American citizens already.
That's right. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts. If you want to ruminate on the freedoms that you once had, you're welcome to do that as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Picasso had his blue period. Rodriguez made it big with a blue dog. And Levi Strauss hit pay dirt with blue jeans. But when we come back, I'll tell you how a blue book can help you make some green.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Trading in your car? Before you think green, think blue. Blue Book, that is. Yes, how much a car is worth is found in Kelly's Blue Book. Available at traditional or online bookstores, the Blue Book lists values for specific makes and years, including add-ons for low mileage and subtractions for high. In addition, you'll find dollar amounts for extras like power windows, sunroofs, or air conditioning. Remember, Blue Book prices are average values, but if your car is in red-hot shape, you're in the green because it's worth even more. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the wiki, W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. Over 850 unique pages created by you, listeners like you at least. That's how all of the content got on the wiki, is by listeners putting it there and creating and editing. And if they see something that's wrong, maybe a spelling error or a fact is incorrect, then they can change it, and so can you. Just go there and get registered for free at wiki.freetalklive.com and create. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And I tell you, Mark, the longer time goes on, the more big government tyranny comes out of Washington, D.C., the more that happens, the more important the Free State Project becomes. I mean, as every day goes by, as more laws, more insane destructions of freedom and liberty in this country, like we just reported on, and we're going to get more into here in a bit, as more of that comes down the pipe, I tell you, the Free State Project becomes more and more the answer for people every single day.
To me, it's the only answer that has any possibility of working. People are working for liberty all across the United States. Libertarians are trying in different places. And
you might as well be treading water.
They really are treading water. It seems like, you know, the libertarian parties are just debate clubs. They don't really get out and do much. Here in the Free State Project, there's so many things. Here in New Hampshire, where the Free State Project is,
right,
there's so many things going on almost a daily basis that are actually having some success in stopping certain laws and rules going into place.
Right, and I think we should make it clear that this isn't a utopia. This isn't libertaria or anything.
You're not going to get here, and it's going to be a libertarian paradise.
Right. Nor
it's
should
just
you
that there's
wait.
A lot of libertarians here.
There's a lot of people that are sort of sitting on the fence saying, if you legalize marijuana, then I'll come there. Or if you do this, or you get rid of the property taxes, then I'll come there. Well, why don't you come here now and help us get rid of it faster? If everybody who was saying things like that would actually get off their duff and get signed up and move to New Hampshire, maybe as part of the First 1,000, then things would happen quicker towards liberty.
Yeah, this is it. This, I mean, yes, maybe it wouldn't work if all the people didn't come. But if you want it to work, you've got to come. That's just the way it's got to be. This is the only chance. obviously the stuff we've been doing up to this point has not been working.
If you don't want to stick your neck out, I understand that. I understand. You don't have to. You can still come here and do things that are sort of subtle.
I don't think I'm sticking my neck out. I might come to your IRS protest and hold a sign now and then, but...
But you don't even have to do that.
I'm not going out there and getting arrested.
Write a letter to the editor.
Right.
Vote. Tell your other friends to vote. Get out there and get active in the ways that you feel safe doing. Volunteer.
Come and vote for libertarian candidates.
Right. Anyway, that's my message for the free
libertarian and liberty-minded candidates.
It's the only answer. And if you think otherwise, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to Sweden and Krister on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, listen, I have an acquaintance of mine who used to come to my little restaurant, and he moved to Hong Kong.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Recently he had to visit the hospital, and he got the best service he had ever had in his life.
Really?
The hospital, yeah, the hospital service in Hong Kong was excellent, and he said they were professional, they were fast, and they really did a good job on him.
Was he previously living in Sweden for his entire life, or for most of his life?
Yes, he's 30-something, and he must have lived there in a couple of years or so down in Hong Kong.
Do you know, Krister, how market-based Hong Kong's health system is?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you about this. When I know about it, and it's it's beautiful, and having been living in Sweden and being used to pay half of your income in taxes,
mm-hmm.
and moving over to Hong Kong and paying 10%, he's making something around 36,000 a year, and 10% of that goes to taxes. Now, less than 10. And what happened was, at the hospital, he was absolutely sure that because of the low taxes, he's going to get a huge bill. Now, nothing of that happened. He didn't pay 1 cent for the hospital treatment.
What?
And he asked them, but how is this possible? Well, you're a taxpayer. You're paying your 10% tax, so this is for you already paid this. And this is what happens when everybody is working and you don't have any unemployment and you don't have any Social Security and huge government projects eating up all your money, and you don't have a huge military and et cetera. So that's the way it could be.
But wait. How is it that the health care was free? That part I don't understand.
It's not free. It's paid for by his taxes.
Oh, so it is socialist. It is socialist health care.
Well, what he was saying
is
here's the point that Chris is making, and I think it's pretty valid, is that a little bit of socialism is going to work in a very free market system, because it only stifles the system a little bit. Do you understand?
Nobody would care if we only had 10% taxes. I mean, everybody would be accepting to pay 10% of their income, and be able to enjoy some.
Okay, while it may be the case that if that's the only thing that's socialized, things would certainly be better, but it wouldn't mean that the healthcare industry would be better off, because then there's a socialist healthcare industry, and I don't have freedom of choice, and there's a lot of freedoms that you're sacrificing in order to have socialized healthcare.
Oh, I agree with that completely, and I'm sure that Krista believes too.
Anyway, I don't know how they do it, because maybe even if the healthcare is socialized, I believe they have an extreme competition when it comes to professionals and to whatever.
There has to be some level of competition in there, and I know that we've got some listeners over in Hong Kong, and I'm hoping that they're tuning into this particular episode, who might be able to give us a little more insight instead of us guys in Sweden in the United States trying to figure out what's going on there. Krister, thank you for the call. We're going to look into it. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231, because all of the stories about socialist healthcare are just nightmare stories. People having to wait in lines and just slow service, shoddy service by people that don't care. And you can see the effects here in the United States, because over half of the money spent in the healthcare system is spent by government. So we essentially have about a 50% socialized system already here in the States. And I tell you, there's so many different areas where things could be a lot better. If you talk to anybody who's involved here, at least, There are people that get paid to fill out paperwork.
Oh, lots of people that get paid to fill out paperwork.
There are people whose jobs
it is... They're not making people well. They're filling out paperwork.
There are people whose jobs it is to fill out paperwork. But even the people who have jobs that don't involve filling out paperwork, as far as, like, they're nurses and doctors, even they have to fill out paperwork. I mean, there's a significant chunk of each of these individuals' days that are spent filling out paperwork. This is all time that could be spent with clients. This is all time that could be spent researching new techniques or doing whatever it takes to help people feel healthy again.
And we're not talking about paperwork. We're not talking about paperwork for charts and that kind of thing. We're talking about paperwork
government forms
to get paid.
Yep. And government regulations and paperwork that they have to fill out for whatever reason. So I want to know more now about this Hong Kong healthcare situation, because I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical that it's certain. If it's socialist, I'm certainly skeptical that it's as socialist as the Swedish system. So I want to know more. 800-259-9231. We'll look it up if we don't hear from someone in Hong Kong. David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long live Free Talk.
Hey,
hey, I wanted to talk about the exercising of the First Amendment. Up here in Montana, I gathered like 300 signatures for the legalization of medical marijuana, which passed 63% when we voted on it. And I must have asked for every one person that signed that thing, at least seven wanted to, but they were afraid.
Really?
They were afraid of their own government, man.
Wait,
and
they
it
were
just
afraid
freaked
they were
me out that people are afraid to exercise their First Amendment for redress. You're allowed to petition for redress. You're allowed to put your name down on stuff. You're allowed
you
to
should.
Speak out.
You
and
should
when you
speak
see
out.
Something that's un-American, you speak out.
Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you again. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you've noticed, we give it all away. All those other features that some websites, some radio talk shows want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for, we give it away all up front at freetalklive.com. And we ask in return that you buy some stuff from us at store.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live branded T-shirts, bowling shirts, hats of different variety. In fact, we've got beanie hats for people who are in cold temperatures and regular hats as well. Plus, there's a flag there, DVD classic archive sets. They're all there, store.freetalklive.com. And we're always open to suggestions for new products. You'll find links to that sort of thing there as well. Store.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Ian, you keep on talking about a free market. The United States has not had a free market probably since 1970.
It's been much longer than that, Fred.
Well, that's not true. Before 1970, we were the most productive country on the face of the earth. We had more industries, factories.
That may be true, but that doesn't mean we had a free market. A free market is a market absent government regulation.
I agree.
There was absolutely government regulations before 1970.
You know, I was just reading a story about how the government was involved in giving subsidies to railroad companies. They'd get a certain amount of money per mile that they of track they laid. This was before they even had the Transcontinental Railroad. So
yeah, but when they started pushing fascism, really started pushing fascism after 1970.
Yeah.
You know, affirmative action, minimum wage started way back too.
Right, but it's
really
all been increasing
minimum wage.
Right, it's all of the regulations and the controls have certainly been on an increasing clip since the 70s. That much is for sure.
Okay, now 52% of the workforce works for the government directly or indirectly. Yeah, 60% of every budget, of every state budget, every county budget goes to salaries and benefits. On education, close to 90% of the budget goes to salaries and benefits. Yeah, and they control the vote in this country. There's more people consuming wealth in this country than there is producing wealth.
This is why democracy stinks, because people...
We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic.
I understand that.
But they're trying to turn us into a democracy.
They've already done it.
It's been pretty effective, and the fact is that, you know, those that vote, half of them out there are... And they probably vote in a larger amount because they work for the government. Half of them are government workers, so
right.
they're just
sure.
voting themselves pay raises.
And you can yell all you want about this being a representative republic. However, it's a democratically elected representative republic, and the representatives realize that if they get a bunch of sycophants or government lovers to vote for them, people that love their government checks, then they're going to keep getting reelected, and they can keep cutting checks to these people. And those of us that actually want to be self-sufficient, those of us that want to live our lives without government interference, we're overwhelmed and we're outnumbered, and so therefore I'm not feeling very well represented. How about you, Fred?
I'm trying to get a law passed here in Montana. I own two vehicles. My wife hasn't driven a car in 35 years. I got to carry liability insurance on both of these two cars. When I'm driving one, the other one's parked. And I'm trying to get a bill passed. I think there's a place somewhere in Canada that has the same law, that the liability insurance is on the driver, not on the vehicles.
Hmm.
And I think that's the way it should be. Right now, we're being mandated by law that we have to carry liability insurance on our cars. And that's just another damn tax.
That's a good point. I mean, why should your car be liable?
That's
it's
right.
You.
I'm the one that's driving.
What do you think of that
liability
one, Mark?
Insurance should be on me.
Doesn't make any sense. He's absolutely true.
I'm trying to get the law changed here in Montana. You know,
and what
I think
you,
other stations try doing it too.
What are you doing? I mean, what are you receiving as far as response from the elected folk there in Montana?
Well,
what
a couple of legislators I talked to, they're all for it. Okay. The only trouble here in Montana is they have hearings. When they go into session starting January, a friend of mine's father tried getting the bill passed twice, but he couldn't get nobody to attend the hearings. Well, if you look at Montana during the wintertime, it's kind of a pain in the ass trying to get to Helena to go testify.
Sure.
It's a long distance, you know, 230, 440 miles.
Yeah.
You have to go across mountains to get there.
And it's cold in January.
It's cold in January, is right.
Wow.
I'm trying to get him to, you know, to change that law to
well,
get
good
testify
luck, Fred.
On the internet.
Let us know what happens, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing
thank
from
you, sir.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number. I know you want to keep talking about the terrorism thing, but I've got something else for the remainder of hour number two here. 800-259-9231. So, gun-free zones. You might be familiar with them, Mark. They're schools.
Yeah.
They're, in some states, bars, I think.
I would think also playgrounds.
Playgrounds. There's usually a list of different areas where, and of course, government buildings of all sorts, gun-free areas. We've seen how effective gun-free zones are as far as keeping children safe. Remember Columbine, 1999? There were some kids.
Well, you pass a rule that you can't have guns in schools, and of course, you can't have a gun in a school. That just won't happen.
Right, and it's keeping students safe. The fact that there's no guns allowed. No, it's not keeping kids safe, is it?
No, because the law doesn't just pick up and fly into that barrel of that gun that they happen to have snuck in the school. It doesn't reach out and take that gun out of that kid's pocket on the way in.
So the solution is metal detectors at every entrance to the school, right, Mark? That's going to make sure that nobody can sneak guns in.
Well, what if they come in at different times? I think we need fences and barbed wire.
Well, apparently Bailey, Colorado didn't have enough fences, barbed wire, or metal detectors because the gun, or freedom for that matter, the gunman who killed a student and committed suicide during a high school standoff this week methodically selected six girls as hostages, apparently favoring blondes, and sexually assaulted at least some of them. According to authorities and witnesses, Sheriff Fred Wegener said assaults went beyond touching or fondling. He said it was pretty horrific. Without elaborating, the killer was identified as 53-year-old Dwayne Morrison, a petty criminal who had a Denver address but had apparently been living in his battered yellow Jeep when he walked inside the school on Wednesday with two handguns and a backpack and claimed that he apparently claimed contained a bomb. Investigators didn't immediately say what was actually in the backpack. Authorities said they know of no connection between Morrison, his hostages, or anybody else at the Platte Canyon High School in this mountain town of about 3,500. During the siege, he took the girls hostage in a second-floor classroom and eventually released four of them. Morrison, still holding two girls, soon cut off contact and warned that, quote, something would happen at 4 o'clock. Well, about a half an hour before the deadline, a SWAT team used explosives to blow a hole in the classroom wall in hopes of getting a clear shot at this guy. They couldn't see him through the gap. And then they blew the door off the hinges to get inside, according to a spokesman for the Department of Public Safety. Morrison fired at the SWAT officers, then shot 16-year-old Emily Keys in the back of the head as she tried to run away. He then killed himself, authorities said. During the lightning-fast gun battle, police said they shot Morrison several times. A sorrowful sheriff defended the decision to try to take Morrison by force, saying, quote, my decision was either to wait with the possibility of having two dead hostages or act to try to save what I feared he could do to them. And I'm not going to call the sheriff wrong or right for making this decision. That's obviously that was obviously a tough call on his part. That's not where I want to focus. What I want to focus on is the fact that it has happened again. Some maniac, whether it be a kid or this 53-year-old freak, got into a school with a weapon and killed people.
It took hostages and killed people. And
if what would have happened if some of the teachers in the school or some of the staff members or the aides or whatever were armed? How would that have changed the situation?
You would think that early on, because that's when you can really stop these things. Right when everything is falling over dynamically, not when the SWAT team's called in and they get a hostage situation and they all line up behind their cars. then the guys hold up.
Yep.
But right there early on.
When he's taking the hostages.
If you can just make that difference, I think that, you know, crazy Coach Johnson with a gun in his on his hip, that might change everything.
This guy knows, and anybody who goes into a school with the intention to hurt, they all know that this is a gun-free zone. They all know that the worst they're going to face initially, as they're doing their hostage-taking or they're doing their killing...
Right, is somebody throwing erasers at them?
Well, no, they know that realistically the only thing they're going to face is the school resource officer, if he happens to be around and not out of the school on a donut break... Who happens? He's probably the only
and
guy
probably
with a gun.
Wearing a uniform too,
right? Whereas if you're going into a school and you have no idea who's armed and who isn't, which teachers have a gun in the small of their back and which ones don't, then things are a little bit different. Then in the commotion of trying to take hostages, if you even have the guts to do something like this at that point, which I don't think most people would, because they would know. Because the first time that it happened, the first time, if we, for instance, in New Hampshire, was to eliminate this stupid gun-free zone idea and make it so that adults and that sort of thing can carry firearms on school campuses, the first time anything actually happened, if somebody had the guts to do it, they'd probably get taken out. And then all the other nut jobs around the country would notice if this was the same situation in their state, whereas wherein the schools were not gun-free zones, they would know that they might suffer the same fate. And they'd really think hard before they decided to do something like this. But even in all the commotion of trying to take hostages and harm people, you can't pay attention to what everybody's doing around you. Somebody could just walk up behind you and bust a cap in the back of your head as you're trying to do all that. Who knows what would happen? But we know that what happens when there's no guns around is people get hurt and killed by maniacs.
That's happening.
Coming up,
over
Free
and
Talk
over
Live.
Again. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.